This is Akashvani,
the news read by Naresh Mago. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude at Johannesburg in South Africa today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the third session of the summit, themed A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. Mr. Modi reached Johannesburg on Friday on a three-day visit to South Africa to participate in the G20 summit hosted on African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join his counterparts and make an intervention during the third session of the G20 summit today. Before the session, Prime Minister Modi will attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA Leaders Meeting. IBSA is a unilateral forum bringing together three major democracies and emerging economies from Asia, South America and Africa. India, Brazil and South Africa share common developmental priorities and are pluralistic, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multi-religious society. On the sidelight of the summit today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Take, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will depart for New Delhi. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed six new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership, and a Critical Minerals Circularity Initiative. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar had a telephonic conversation with the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Andrei Sibiha. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his briefing on the ongoing developments related to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. He reiterated India's support for an early end to this conflict and the establishment of an enduring peace. The government has proposed to include the Union Territory of Chandigarh under the ambit of Article 240 of the Constitution. As per a bulletin of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, Constitution 131 Amendment Bill 2025 will be introduced in the upcoming winter session of Parliament for this purpose. The proposed bill seeks to include Chandigarh in Article 240 of the Constitution of India in alignment with other Union territories without legislatures such as Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. This will open the door to an independent administrator in the Union Territory of Chandigarh. The Punjab governor is currently the administrator of Chandigarh. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. Jammu and Kashmir is set to enter a new era in mineral development as the Ministry of Mines will conduct its first ever auction of limestone blocks in the Union Territory tomorrow. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the landmark event will be held at Convention Centre, Canal Road, Jammu. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy, along with Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, will be present on the occasion. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marked his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26-ranked Japanese Yushi Tanaka 21-15, 21-11 in the final clash today. Lakshya, a 2021 World Championships bronze medalist, had last won a Super 300 title in Lucknow in 2024. However, a top-tier crown had eluded him since his triumph at the Canada Open the same year, though he came close at the Hong Kong Super 500 in September when he finished runner-up. And that is the end of this news bulletin.